Welcome to your Morning Boost, your daily leadership advice to help you lead your school community. Brought to you by AWB Education and sponsored by Grundmeier Leader Services, where together we are transforming education, one leader at a time. Now here's your host, Adam Bush.
Welcome back to your Morning Boost, our podcast that is designed to give you school leaders the edge you need to navigate the dynamic world of education every day. Happy Wednesday, everybody. And as I was doing a little research for the show today, I saw that today, July 2nd, is National I Forgot Day. Not really sure why we need National I Forgot Day, but I guess it's a general reminder to pause, reflect, and maybe even write some things down, I guess. A useful tip for any busy school leader, for sure, I suppose. But today is National I Forgot Day. On our real topic for today, we're going to tackle an often debated issue in schools, and that is cell phones. We're going to dive into an insightful article from the 74million.org website titled, "Instead of Banning Cell Phones in School, Our Connecticut District Embraced Them." This article, of course, is in the Grundmeier Leader Services Fitting 5 newsletter. You can find that. This is article number 3 in that newsletter, so if you don't have that newsletter already, reach out to us at AWB. We can get you hooked up with that immediately. But this piece offers a refreshing perspective on how one district chose to integrate rather than eliminate cell phones. And this led to some unexpected benefits for learning and student responsibility. So we're going to explore their approach and discuss how school leaders can reconsider traditional policies to foster a more modern and engaging educational environment. Stay tuned to discover how a different approach to technology can empower your students and teachers. So let's explore this fantastic approach to cell phones in schools as detailed in this 74million.org article. The article challenges the common instinct to simply ban cell phones and instead presents a case for thoughtful integration. The core idea here is that instead of outright bans, which can be difficult to enforce in the first place and often lead to power struggles, this Connecticut district chose to embrace cell phones as learning tools. This aligns with the reality that phones are ambiguous in students' lives and also a vital part of how they connect with the world. One key benefit highlighted is the potential for cell phones to facilitate immediate research and access to information during lessons. Imagine a student being able to quickly verify a fact or look up a definition during a class discussion, deepening their understanding in real time. The district found that by explicitly teaching students how to use their devices responsibly for learning, they were also cultivating essential digital citizenship skills. This is crucial for preparing students for a world where technology is an integral part of personal and professional life. The article also suggests that this approach empowers students by giving them a sense of autonomy and responsibility over their learning tools. When students are trusted, they often rise to the occasion. A compelling example comes to mind. One of the district's high school history classes, students were encouraged to use their phones to track real-time news events related to the historical period they were studying. This allowed them to draw direct parallels between past and present. It led to incredibly dynamic and relevant discussions that a ban would have just completely stifled. Furthermore, by integrating phones into the learning environment, teachers could leverage a variety of educational apps and online resources that are accessible via mobile devices, thus enriching instructional methods and engaging students in diverse ways. The district emphasized that clear expectations and consistent enforcement of responsible use, rather than a blanket ban, was the key to their success. This takes educators setting ground rules, modeling appropriate usage, and having conversations with students when those rules are not met. Okay, to recap this article, it offers a compelling argument for school leaders to reconsider traditional cell phone bans. By choosing to integrate phones as learning tools, districts can foster digital citizenship, empower students with autonomy, enhance learning through immediate access to information and educational apps, and cultivate a more dynamic classroom environment. The success lies in clear expectations, responsible use, and consistent enforcement, rather than outright prohibition. I realize that depending on what state you live in, the banning of cell phones may be kind of a hot button topic. But if you have some flexibility, thinking about this from a different lens of don't do it versus how to do it may be worth your time. If you have a chance to check out this article, I would strongly recommend it. Again, you can get a hold of that in the Fitting 5 newsletter. Reach out to us at AWB Education by going to the show notes, the link in the show notes, and we will get that sent to you immediately. But otherwise, have yourself a wonderful Wednesday. Thanks for joining us again on your Morning Boost, and we will talk with you again tomorrow.
You have been listening to your Morning Boost by AWB Education in partnership with Grundmeier Leader Services. You can find out more about our services by clicking on the links in the description. Remember, you are doing this vital job that only a few can do. So until next time, thank you for your service to your community.